Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
And thank you so much for joining us here on the Big Pitch Radio Show. I'm Marla Tabaka, and it is you and me today, folks, because Kevin Harrington is on the road, crazy busy guy. I had the honor of joining him at an As Seen on TV event just last week in Florida, where we had a room full of amazing inventors and entrepreneurs, and helped them out to look at their next steps and connect them with some distribution channels and all sorts of great stuff. And I'll tell you, Kevin is, he does his presentation in the beginning of the event, and the room is just really, really paying close attention. The man is amazing, and he's got a lot of travels and a lot of events. He travels to, gosh, more cities than I can count in a year. And so he's off doing that, but he is going to be back with us in just a few weeks. And Jason Gary is off doing business, and he's a mover and a shaker, that guy. So I look forward to hearing about what he's achieved when he joins us again next week. So I am Marla Tabaka. You'll find me on Inc.com/author/Marla-Tabaka. And my website is MarlaTabaka.com. And I hope to hear from you soon if you're a small business owner and think you could use the assistance of someone mentoring you through the process, because that's what I've been doing for 15 years. And we have a good show lined up today, nonetheless. And our first guest is Edan Trump, and he's from Exure Beauty, and he's a pitch. He is going to tell us about his business, and maybe we can help him out. I can help him out and point him in the right direction for a few things, because that's what we do here on the Big Pitch Radio Show. And then in the second part of the show, I want to share with you some ways that you can actually tap into your emotional intelligence to convert prospects into clients. And, you know, people believe that decisions are based on logic only, and that is so not true, because the brain is not designed that way. So I'm going to share with you some secrets to making your prospect's decision easy with emotionally intelligent marketing. So I look forward to that, bringing that to you as well. But let's begin by bringing our friend Edan Trump onto the air. Good day to you, Edan. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know that you've got a really, really busy thing going on there, so taking the time out to join us here on the air is much appreciated. Edan, why don't you go ahead and pitch your business and tell us what you've been up to there.
Okay. My name is Edan Trump, and my company name is Exure. And what we do is we create hair products that perform and nourish based on the deficiencies in the hair and the scalp. And we sell that to professional salons and consumers. And one of the problems that we address is our products repair and restore the hair and the scalp to its purest, most virgin state. And we do it better than other hair care companies, because we focus on feeding the hair and scalp with the actual nourishment that it needs, instead of the feel-good or topical ingredients. And at present, we are a six-year-old company in our growth mode. We've had a few setbacks over the years, so this year, 2016, is actually our growth year.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And so you've had some setbacks, and, you know, that, again, welcome to the world of small business, especially product development and, you know, distributing a product. It's such a competitive space, and certainly the beauty industry is an extremely competitive space. But let's begin a little bit with your product, Edan. I'd like to know, now, you know, I'm a user of pure and organic and natural products and no chemicals in this household. So I get it. I understand why this is so important. But maybe some of our listeners don't understand why it's important to return the scalp and the hair to its purest, most natural state. So tell us a little bit about the science and the reasoning behind that.
Okay. I've been doing hair and I've been focusing on being a hair colorist for the past 22 years. So I'm a certified hair color expert. I've worked with a handful of international hair care companies as an analyst. So I've actually helped them make new products over the years. And that's what led me to work on Exure. I've noticed that most everything on the market today are topical feel-good products. They basically just coat the hair. So they're not addressing the hair and scalp needs. And that's where you really need pure nutrition. You need, like, basically superfoods for the hair and the scalp. And we have many testimonials with our customers and consumers and professional hairstylists of how much it's changed. The products have changed their hair and scalp. We had one lady in tears. I was really shocked with that one. And everyone reports different things that happen for them. Some people have weak curls, they're saying, oh, my hair is curlier. Some people that can't straighten hair, all of a sudden they can straighten their hair more. We had another person that she's been going to a dermatologist for 20 years, and she's had scalp issues, and she's used this for 90 days, and she hasn't been to the dermatologist in 5 years now. So that was just wonderful to hear. And it's the way this was developed was anything your hair and scalp don't need will rinse down the drain, so it can never over-deposit the proteins or moisture or anything like that. And then what we did is we took botanical-based superfoods as the base of our formulas. So we actually have skincare ingredients in our products, and we address the scalp probably more so than other companies. And it's just like if you water or fertilize your flowers or your garden, you're actually fertilizing the soil and watering the soil. You're not actually doing it to the flower itself because everything stems from the soil. So our products are really based on getting that hair in its purest, most virgin state, starting from the scalp.
I love that. You know, and you know, treating. I've never heard anyone refer to the scalp as skin, and having skin-based product in, you know, nutrients in your product, and that's just a different way. Of course, it is skin, but you're right. We don't treat it that way, do we?
No.
Yeah. Not at all. Okay, so, Edan, tell us what are the challenges you're facing in your business right now? Let's see if we can get you some help here.
Okay. Well, basically, the manufacturer that we were using, the filler, to make our products a few years back, I won't get into all the nightmarish things that happened, but needless to say, we had over 20,000 bottles that we had to destroy. The product was not good.
No.
So that set us back financially quite a bit. And unfortunately, we didn't know the rent was bad until we had people bringing the product back to us saying, oh my gosh, this is all coagulated or lumpy. And so we had a recall on it. So that set us back a couple of years. That was pretty bad. We were able to line up with one of the top organic laboratories in the world, which we're so thankful for our connection for that. So now we have a product that truly outperforms and is truly successful. And we haven't had a single, since we got this new manufacturer, we haven't had a single return at all. So on the several thousand bottles that we've sold. So we're actually doing really well. We have a really good consumer base. It's very small though. So that's the problem is our following is very small. So we're trying to see what is the best approach to partner with investors to leverage our momentum and get our momentum going.
Okay, and may I ask, what's your primary distribution channel now?
It is, well, this is the other thing that we did. We were selling exclusively to hair salons, to the professional industry, and we weren't getting the return sales from the hair salons, but we were actually having consumers call us up saying, oh, we want this product. How do we get this product? So the consumers were eating it up and loving it. The professionals were not. So we're actually just now transitioning more to the consumer market. So previously, this has been just through professional hair salons until now.
Okay. Did you do any kind of research on that? Like, why are the professionals not loving this product?
Well, the professionals do love the product. Mostly what it was is they wanted to try our product because they heard about it and thought, oh, that's something new. And we have three products right now. So we don't have the massive, you know, 20, 30 SKUs, but our three products do over 15 things for the hair. So all those additional products are not needed.
Okay.
And what the consumer was saying was, I tried to get this from my hairdresser, but they're not selling it because they only bought one bottle of each. And that was due to, they say, oh, well, we're a Redken salon, or we're a Matrix salon, or we're a Paul Mitchell salon. So they were teaming with a large company. So us being a small company, they didn't want to have that extra three products on their shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that's a challenge that companies like yours face. So we're going to go into break, and we'll talk more about that when we come back. We have with us Edan Trump, and you can find him at exurebeauty.com, and that's exurebeauty.com. We'll be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday, you got mud on your...
So, you've got a nice website. Been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-218-9548 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-218-9548. That's 800-218-9548. 800-218-9548. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I love my Craftsman tools, but so do my kids and my neighbors.
I told Brendan, when his Craftsman tools disappear, come see us at Ace. We've got Craftsman hand tools, power tools, accessories, mowers, everything.
Ace is the place with a ton of Craftsmen. Ton as in a lot. We've never actually weighed everything.
Now through Monday, come in for the Ace 4th of July Craftsman sale and get the best prices of the summer on select Craftsman products. Offer valid at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And here we are on the Big Pitch Radio Show. As I said, Jason Gary is off doing his thing, and so is our co-host, Kevin Harrington. So you're here with me today, Marla Tabaka, and we have Edan Trump with us. And Edan, you were explaining how your product works, and it works, and it sounds amazing. It sounds like you're getting really, really great results, but you're challenged with distribution, and you said that you're going for the consumer side distribution now rather than the professional salons and such. So tell us about how you're doing that. How are you reaching your consumers?
Well, actually, we just got back from Florida from filming our DRTV commercials. So
hey.
Commercials are set to start airing in September if all goes well. So we're very excited about that. And so that's the first big step that we took. And we're doing more social media. So on our website, so we're up to 2,700 people now over the past few months because we switched to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my next question would be, how do we relate to the consumer that my expertise, life, and soul, you know, went into developing these amazing products without for mm-hmm. the hair, without coming across as conceited? I want to ensure, you know, respect from the consumers, which we are, but it's on a very small scale mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, well, let's address your initial question first, and we're going to come back to that. You know, you're talking about gaining interest from investors, and I just want to say to you that you're going to want to be very, very, very careful with that. Sometimes investors are the way to go, and sometimes not so much, because people tend to give away way too much equity in their company. And keeping in mind that currently, if you're not bringing in a nice amount of revenue, that it's very hard to put a valuation on your company. And so when it's worth, you know, next to nothing in an investor's mind, as I said, it's easy to say, oh, sure, I'll give you 25% for $100,000. But when you grow into a multimillion-dollar company, 25% for $100,000 is huge, you know. So you have to be very careful and make sure that you're ready for investors. And typically, they look for an investor is really, really going to look for a product that has a proven business model and a proven product and a proven distribution and marketing model. So they really are looking for companies that are already doing, you know, a fair share of revenue, and they feel confident that they're getting their money back. And I don't think, Edan, that you've done enough on your own to get to the point where you want to look at an investor. I think that the wise move for you would be really to look for a product rep who could – who can get you into some bigger stores. I know that you're targeting consumers, but obviously big box stores do too. So, you know, I've worked with other people, and we've had on the show, I should say, other people who have developed, you know, hair care lines, and they'll get into Target and stores like that. And eventually, you know, getting into a store like Target is not your end-all be-all. It's not your answer, certainly, but it's a great start, and it'll give you working capital, basically. So really, really looking into finding a product rep might be a better move for you. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that actually sounds like a good plan. I also wanted to mention that I hadn't mentioned yet, as far as investors go, I have a little bit of a teaser. We developed and produced and tested a new hair care category, so a product that has never been done before, mm-hmm. and it targets 85% of the population. And I would need an NDA before I can go into speaking about that
sure.
with someone. But we're really excited about that, and we've had really mm-hmm. promising feedback from the people that have developed it for us.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad that you've developed you're developing your DRTV campaign, because it's difficult to educate an audience on something that doesn't exist, you know, a new category like that. When you had to educate your consumer, that just gives you a greater marketing challenge. I think it's fantastic, and I think DRTV is the way to go with this, because I believe that people who are watching those spots are ready to be educated, and they're eager to try something new. So that's just the best direction for you to be going right now. Congratulations. That sounds really exciting. I'd love for you to keep me posted on it, on the progress. Would you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love that. Things like that just, you know, as a business coach, they just really excite me. So I'm a little nerdy that way. What can I say? So then your question, it sounds like your next question is, yeah, you know, you've poured your heart and soul into this, and you've got a ton of expertise. You're not just some guy off the street who decided he wanted to make shampoo in his garage. And that's really impressive and really important. And so it sounds like you have a little bit of an issue understanding how to convey that then. Is that right?
Yeah. And through this process, we definitely want to maintain the integrity of our professional line. excuse me. We are still selling to professionals and consumers as well. So
okay.
We need to keep mm-hmm. that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's the answer to this is, like, you know, both sides of the coin. I would say, on one hand, quite honestly, you know, I'm just kind of a call it like it is kind of a gal. Your consumer really doesn't care that you've poured your life into this. You know, so you do have to be careful about that. It doesn't matter to most consumers. However, the fact that you've done that and the fact that you have the kind of experience that you have is very relatable and should be translated through your brand. And so you do want to tell your story on your website, because I'm sure it's an interesting story, and I'm sure it'll make your consumers very, very happy. But you also want to be that customer service guy who just does an outstanding job, and that brand that is willing to work with its consumers, and one that, when you grow into having employees, you know, one that engages the employees and stands for more than just being a hair care line. You know, getting involved in things that are important to you, bringing your values into your business, and really, really making your brand representative of who you are. And so that's how you do that. And you tell your story on shows like these, and when you're interviewed, and when you get placement and press, it's important to tell your story.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just did the prostate run last weekend on Sunday.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So you're doing it. You're doing it. So, Dan, I don't believe it, but we are already out of time. I was just asking our producer, are you sure? Are you sure you're counting the minutes right? So thank you for being on Big Pitch with us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, us too. And I hope that you found it helpful. And please feel free to touch base with me. You can easily find me online under my name if you have any further questions. And I hope to see you at a future think tank with Shark Finds as well. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
All right. And you can again find Exure Beauty at exurebeauty.com and check out those. Your product sounds amazing, and I'll look forward to trying it myself. So thank you, Dan, and thank you, everyone, for listening. We're going to be going into the second half of our show when we come back from this break.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And thanks for listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I am Marla Tabaka here with you today, and I hope that you will engage with us in social media. We love seeing you over on the Big Pitch Radio Show on Facebook and at Big Pitch Radio on Twitter. And please go ahead, if you don't already follow me, I'd love to follow you. And you'll find me on Twitter at Marla Tabaka. And I really do enjoy exchanging information with my followers. So look forward to seeing you there. So, you know, at the top of the show, I said we were going to talk about converting prospects into clients with emotional intelligence. And people so often think that if they just spew facts and figures about their business, that it's going to engage investors and prospects and others in what they do. And that's so not true. You know, when you think about it, consumers don't buy, or people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. And the brain is made up in such a way that the decisions are really more emotionally driven. Even people who think they're thinking through the logic, they still go by their gut. And this is the part of the brain, it's in the limbic system, and it's not the logical fact-finding cortex, as many people believe. It's the emotional center that's responsible for human behavior, including decision-making. And I wrote an article on this on Inc., I think it was last quarter. And what really got me thinking about it was when I attended an event. In fact, we mentioned it earlier in the show, the As Seen on TV event with my co-host here, Kevin Harrington. And, you know, it's a two-day event. We help, over 50 inventors, their marketing direction and their distribution channels and positioning themselves for investor pitches and whatever they need to be helped with. And I'll tell you, a lot of these entrepreneurs really initially failed to express a compelling reason to buy their product. And Kevin taps on that too. It's like, give me the wow, give me the reason, you know, and that's why it's so successful on As Seen as TV and infomercials where you see people, you hear, but wait, there's more. I mean, as cheesy as that is, right? As cheesy as that is, it still gets your attention. You still, inside of you, you want to know, oh gosh, what's more? What's more? So this lack of a compelling reason to buy happens a lot of the time because of this widely spread illusion that our logical brain is in charge of everything we do. And it's not. 95% of human behavior happens at a subconscious level. So when you get those hits, those gut feelings, that little nagging voice that says, I don't know about this, or yeah, this is great. You know, pay attention to it, really talk to it and see which way it's taking you, because it is the natural way to make decisions. So you want to appeal to your investors or your prospects' emotions. And, you know, I am blessed with the opportunity to speak to a lot of investors. And I'll tell you what, the successful investors are not only looking for a good product to invest in, they're looking for a great person and entrepreneur to invest in. They are looking for the values. They are looking for the culture. They're looking for so much more beyond a product. They're also looking at how the product is going to contribute in some way to you know, like Eden's product is wonderful because it contributes to better health and not using chemicals and having stronger, healthier hair, which is really important to people. So that's what investors are looking for. So you got to find that emotional side. And I'm going to talk about a few ways to do that. The first one is to use visuals, because the words we use are just kind of a go-between with the brain. The brain thinks in pictures, but it does it so fast that less visual people don't realize that that's how it's happening. I mean, the brain, it's a nanosecond that it can just throw up a million pictures. I'm exaggerating a little bit because I can do that, but it throws up so many pictures in your mind, and those pictures then are translated into words. Otherwise, we have no way of expressing them. So think about a number of years ago, if you were around when this happened. You know, fast food chains used to only have menus, and they had words on the menus, you know, hamburger, 79 cents, whatever. And then they added glossy, beautiful, shiny images featuring their oversized combos, right? And sales just went through the roof for them because people think in pictures. So consumers made their selections based on the familiarity before this, and they didn't tend to add fries and a soft drink to their purchase. And then they see this picture, and not only did they add the fries and the soft drink, but they decided, woohoo, yeah, that's big. That's a lot of food. I'm really hungry. I want that. So when the industry switched to that visual representation of their food choices and bundled them as combos, sales really soared. So make sure to use images to support your facts. Processing imagery takes up to about 50% of brain power and can make decision making very easy. So it's a wonderful thing to do. Pictures just speak volumes. So add some emotion. You know, Eden earlier in the show spoke about this. He's dedicated his life to developing this product, and he's had an impressive career, and he wants people to know that. And there is a story there, I'm sure. So add emotion. And let me ask you this. Do you remember what you had for lunch last Tuesday? I can tell you, not as in yesterday Tuesday, but a week ago or a week ago today. You probably don't even remember if you had any lunch, right? And that's because it wasn't an emotional experience for you. So the brain recalls emotional experiences, again, in a nanosecond. It brings up that physiological response to experiences, and it can just bring that up in a second, but it doesn't bring up facts that quickly. It has to work to bring up facts. So you know the needs and desires of your perfect customer. So appeal to those needs and desires, again, in pictures, in video, in words, in how your brand communicates to the public. Use emotion to make you and your brand memorable and desirable. Really, really, really important. So you want to also solidify the abstract. So what do I mean by that? Okay, I consider what I do, my coaching services, as an abstract offering. It's really hard to wrap your head around. People don't necessarily understand what the experience of coaching will do for them. So when I use metaphors and emotional examples from past clients and my personal story and my personal passion and how I became a coach and why it's so meaningful and important to me, it helps to create more of a concrete visual for them. It helps them to connect emotionally. And so what I say to that is I help my prospects feel rather than process in their brain, because that's not where they need to be to make the decision on whether or not to coach. When they feel that synergy between us and they feel secure, and that amygdala, that part of the brain that's very reptilian, caveman-like, brain that does the fight or flight, when that amygdala is not firing off, but they feel safe and comfortable with me, that's when they're going to make the decision. So avoid sticking with only the facts. Certainly avoid spewing out numbers and statistics and things like that to your prospects. Avoid technical language. Avoid trying to sound smart, okay? Just speak plain old English or whatever language you're speaking to your prospect, and they're going to feel like they're making the right decision. And a lot of people who are newer to marketing and even some who have been around a while and not doing so well marketing their product, you'll look at their website and, you know, just I'm going off topic here from solidifying the abstract, but I think it just needs to be said over and over again. When you look at websites and people are talking about what they do and they're using technical terms and they're not getting into any of the emotional why behind what they do, and they're talking about how they do it, this is how we make you a better widget, you know, sales don't go well. So really think about what I said there. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to talk about a couple of other tips that I have on really bringing in emotional intelligence and increasing your conversion rate. And again, this goes for investors. Investors aren't any longer just looking at the hardcore numbers. Well, maybe Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank is, you know, but I think that's just his act, right? He's looking for people too. He's looking at the person. He's looking at the entrepreneur. And I'm telling you for certain, you know, we've talked a lot about product reps and that's important too. Product rep wants to help people. They want to know the person behind the product. And so make sure they get that opportunity and don't bore them with all the details. Get to know them as an individual. So we're going to come back from break and talk more about your emotional intelligence.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-535-8531 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-535-8531.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I'm Marla Tabaka, loving being here with you today. So thanks so much for tuning in. We're talking about bringing intelligence, emotional intelligence, not just IQ, but EQ into your conversations and into your branding and into really everything you do, because this is how people make decisions, like it or not. You know, even if you're an accountant who believes that, you know, you think with the head only, sorry to tell you, there's a lot of subconscious activity going on that is really driving your decisions. And when you're making bad decisions, you're not listening to that subconscious activity. You're not going with the gut, you're going with the head. And the brain can really mislead us no matter how much information we have at our fingertips. So when I was in Florida with this group of entrepreneurs, I noticed an abundance of passion, and I love passion. I'm an incredibly passionate person. It has to be balanced. Passion has to be balanced. And so at this event, a lot of the entrepreneurs just went on and on and on talking about their products and how promising they are and what a big hit they're going to be. And I'll tell you what, it was kind of crazy because at one point in this think tank, they have 10 minutes. It's like speed dating. They have 10 minutes to spend with each of us, each of the experts. And so they choose to sit down and convince us about how great their product is, when really, what should they be doing? They should be picking our brains. They should be asking questions. I mean, you know, you cannot buy Kevin Harrington's time. And so to be in a room with Kevin and have 10 minutes to sit with him is unbelievable. So, you know, they're going on and on. And of course, they're passionate about their product, and passion is really critical. But if you don't express what you have to say in a concrete, succinct, and convincing way, passion can become your enemy. Rambling on and on is just going to agitate your audience's brain, and they're going to become distracted, and they're going to become confused. And it's the same thing in written content, okay? When you have long website pages and they ramble, well, you're going to lose your bounce rate. It's just going to be incredible. Let me put it that way. So brainstorm all of the important pieces of your marketing and sales components on a whiteboard. And by doing that, you're creating a visual for your own limbic system. And that's really important because the brain, when you've got something captured in the brain is unable to disassociate itself from what's going on. And what that means to you is the brain is going to work harder to work through issues and get ideas and become creative. So when you put something outside of your brain, the brain can then step back and say, woohoo, I see it clearly now. I have this bird's eye view now, and now I can help you. So do that. It's really important. And keep your, you know, keep the things that you come up with during this time in mind and package them again succinctly, convincingly for your audience, and just use your passion to create that extra punch. So it's the icing on the cake. It is not the cake. All right. Our next tip here is to appeal to your tribal instincts. And I'm going back to the brain again. I'm just a brain science geek, okay? The amygdala, which is a part of the limbic system, cares only about safety and security. That's its only job. That's all it does. And so it can create a false sense of danger, bam, in a heartbeat. And if you can imagine your product fitting into prospect or your investor can't imagine their product fitting into their life, it stimulates discomfort. And so the commercial spots, for instance, that really, really create the most lasting positive impressions and create sales are those that demonstrate the product within the framework of our life. So who does a great job of that? You know, some of the soft drinks do a great job of that. Apple certainly their spots are amazing. They show inviting family and friend interactions and such. And they don't sell the product. They sell a culture that we all want to fit into. So tribal, very tribal. So listen to your prospects and clients. Show an emotional connection to their concerns, but only if it's really genuine. Okay, don't be getting all fake on me here. Okay, so show that emotional connection and use that emotional connection to, you know, let them know you understand and that you have a solution. And then the final one I'm going to talk today is to present a strong beginning and a memorable ending. You only have a few seconds to grab your audience's attention, so avoid spilling facts into those precious beginning moments. Make a compelling statement. Tell an engaging story. Really get their attention. And if you conclude your conversation with something like, so what do you think? Or do you have any questions, any more questions for me? That stimulates that discomfort and confusion that we were talking about. So sum it up for them in three powerful conclusions. Like, you know, you can now see the impact it will have on your business when we blank, blank, and blank. Or you can see how this is going to help the health, you know, heart health when you take our supplements because blank, blank, blank. End the conversation with a strong question or suggestion. One of my favorite conclusions to a sales conversion conversation is, now that you see what an impact the coaching with me will have on your life and business, let's get you on the schedule for your first session. You know, and I'll tell you what, pretty much everyone says, yes, I want to do that. How do we begin? Okay. My close rate is really, really, really high because I'm so passionate about what I do, but I also know how to appeal to my prospect and let them know that I can help them. So end the conversation with something strong like that instead of a, so what do you think? And you'll do really well. But again, you know, I'm just going to offer this one last warning. Your prospect is going to sense insincerity. So So really be authentic. And if you have a problem with authenticity, it most likely means you haven't found that why. You don't know, you don't have that passion driver behind your business. And it's probably time to review what you're doing and why you're doing it. So it's really important to have that passion driver. Otherwise, you're just going to burn out. And when you're dealing in facts and figures and frustration and fear all the time instead of the passion motivating you, you're just not going to succeed. I'm so sorry to tell you, you're just not going to succeed. So I certainly hope that you found this helpful, and go ahead and think these things over and figure out how they can think. You know, you can listen to the replays of the podcast and use this information to create so much more movement in your business. I am Marla Tabaka, thrilled to be here with you today. We're going to see you again soon. Thanks for tuning in.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.